an excerpt from A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again by David Foster Wallace, taken from the now out of print David Foster Wallace Reader, first published in 2014. And so, but simply enter 1009's bathroom and hit the overhead lights, and on comes an automatic exhaust fan whose force and aerodynamism give steam or your more offensive type odors just no quarter at all. 65. Footnote 65. 1009's bathroom always smells of a strange but not unnice Norwegian disinfectant, whose scent resembles what it would smell like if someone who knew the exact organochemical composition of a lemon, but had never in fact smelled a lemon, tried to synthesize the scent of a lemon. Kind of the same relation to a real lemon as a Bayer's children's aspirin to a real orange. The cabin itself, on the other hand, after it's been cleaned, has no odor. None. Not in the carpets, the bedding, the insides of the desk drawers, the wood of the Wonder Closet's doors. Nothing. One of the very few totally odorless places I've ever been in. This, too, eventually starts giving me the creeps. So if someone ever asked me to describe the flavor of a LaCroix water, I would direct them to footnote 65 of the essay A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again. And this essay is about David Foster Wallace's adventure on a 7-night-long Caribbean cruise. If you haven't read it before and you like to laugh and you are a fan of run-on sentences and footnotes that take up entire pages and shorthand littered throughout paragraphs, I cannot recommend this essay enough. It absolutely delights me. And if you found any part of that footnote amusing, please do check it out. I'm sure there's copies available online. I got this book out originally from the library and then had to find a copy just to have of my own, because I hoard books like a dragon hoards gold. But yes, if that isn't a perfect way of describing the taste of LaCroix water, resembling what something would smell like if someone who knew the exact organochemical composition of a lemon but had never in fact smelled a lemon tried to synthesize the scent of a lemon. It's a mouthful and I absolutely love it. Oh, no pun intended. Ugh, Courtney, why you gotta be like that for? That's okay. I think I just need to own the pun life. I didn't choose the pun life. The pun life chose me. And also, it's a little bit of an uncanny valley, but for odor, right? Particularly describing the odorless place of the cabin. I don't know if I've ever had an uncanny valley of scents and smells before, but now I'm curious, and I'm probably going to spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about it when I should be thinking about and doing other things, but that's just being alive. Quick ticks, if you have pollinators or pollinating plants, plants that like pollinators, keep your eyes peeled for monarchs. They're out doing their thing. We are astronomically halfway between the summer solstice and the fall equinox. So if this is an important day in your solar calendar, yeah, just a heads up on that. It's cloudy in the GTA. We're supposed to get some rain today because it's humid AF. Put on your sunscreen anyway. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. Don't F around in this heat. I don't know why I didn't swear there. Not going to think too much about it. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow for Cheeky Haiku Friday under 5 minutes. Yay, bye!